11.5 external inspection, all vehicles, 11.5.1- front of vehicle / engine area, engine off, lenses. Description: light lenses or covers on the front of the vehicle / tractor. Why inspect? Light lenses or covers must be clean and free of damage for lights to work properly. Inspection: inspect that light lenses or covers are the proper color, clean, not broken, and not missing. Critical fluid levels. Description: engine oil for engine lubrication, coolant for cooling the engine, steering fluid for assisting wheel action to the front wheels, and brake fluid for vehicle braking. Hydraulic brakes only. Why inspect? Proper fluid levels ensure that engine, cooling, steering, and brake systems, hydraulic brakes only, operate correctly and extends the life of the engine and these systems. Inspection: with the engine off, indicate that fluids would be inspected for proper levels, including the engine oil, cooling system / coolant, power steering fluid, and brake fluid, hydraulic brakes only. If applicable, indicate where to inspect the fluid level and where the dipsticks or sight glasses are located. Identify that you would inspect that the level is between the add and the full marks for each item. Caution: if the engine is hot, do not remove the radiator cap. Fluid and air leaks. Description: fluid leaks from engine and other vehicle systems, and air leaks if applicable. Why inspect? Fluid loss could indicate component failure in areas where levels might not be readily inspected, e.g., transmission or fuel systems. Air leaks could indicate component failure in areas that may not be readily inspected, e.g., air compressor and other air components. Inspection: look for puddles on the ground. Look for dripping fluids around and on underside of engine and transmission. Inspect hoses and air lines, if applicable, for condition and leaks. Steering system. Description: mechanisms that transform steering column action into wheel turning action. Why inspect? Worn, cracked, loose, or broken steering parts could result in loss of steering. Movement in the linkage can cause the vehicle to wander or experience other serious control problems. Inspection: inspect the power steering box is securely mounted and not leaking. Inspect that all steering hoses and connections are not cracked, worn, or leaking. Inspect that visible connecting links, arms, and rods from the steering box to the wheel are not worn or cracked, and that joints and sockets are not worn or loose. Inspect there are no missing nuts, bolts, or cotter keys / pins in the steering connections. 11.5.2- axle components / steering axle. Tires. Description: tire / wheel assemblies in contact with the pavement. Why inspect? Underinflation increases the chance of blowout from excessive heat buildup due to increased flexing of the tire. Low tread depth increases the effect of hydroplaning, reduces traction, and increases stopping distance. Overinflation increases the chances of damage to the tire from curbs and potholes and loss of traction due to less tread in contact with the road. Cuts and bulges may cause tire failure, blowouts, and sudden loss of control. Inspection: the following items must be inspected. Tire inflation. Inspect for proper inflation using a tire gauge. Make sure all valve stems are accessible. Tire condition. Inspect for cuts and damage that expose body plies to the tire in the tread and sidewall. Make sure that valve caps are not missing and valve stems are not damaged or broken. Look for bumps and bulges in the sidewall and mismatched diameters in dual tires. Tread depth. Inspect for minimum tread depth with a tread depth gauge on all major tread grooves containing wear bars, 430 seconds on steering axle tires, 230 seconds on all other tires. Note: you will not get credit if you simply kick the tires or use a mallet to inspect for proper inflation. You must mention the use of a tire gauge. Next page, page 11-7. Note: if the tires are equipped with an automatic tire inflation system, ATIS, or tire pressure monitoring system, TPMS, that has hoses connected to the tire valve stems, you need only mention the tire pressure is monitored and adjusted by an automatic system and inspect that it is working properly. Rims. Description: the metal rims or wheels on which tires are mounted. Why inspect? Damaged rims can result in a loss of a tire from the rim, loss of a wheel from an axle, loss of air pressure in a tire, a wheel rolling off a rim due to damage to flange or split rim. A damaged wheel can result in loss of vehicle control, leading to a crash. Wheels and rims should be inspected for conditions that could result in a complete or partial wheel separation or air loss in the tire. Inspection. Inspect for damaged, cracked, or bent rims. Rims cannot have welding repairs. Inspect for rust trails that may indicate rim is loose on a wedge wheel, if applicable. Inspect bolt holes to make sure they are not elongated, out of round. Lug nuts. Description: holds wheels on axle. Why inspect? Loose or missing lug nuts could result in the loss of a wheel and lead to a crash. Inspection. Inspect that all lug nuts are present. Inspect that lug nuts are not loose and there are no signs of rust trails or shiny threads that may show looseness. Inspect that there are no bent, broken, or missing studs, springs/mounts, U-bolts, and airbags and shocks. Description: leaf or coil springs for dampening wheel vibration, forces created by rolling over road surface. U-shaped bolts and mounting bolts used for attaching suspension assembly to the axle. Airbags that accompany springs or serve as the primary suspension system. Gas or hydraulic devices, shocks, that cushion vehicle suspension and stabilize the vehicle. Why inspect? Damaged or missing leaf springs or coils may lead to a loss of control or rollover if the vehicle falls on the frame or on a tire. Shifted springs may strike a tire, causing a blowout or interference with steering. Loose or broken U-bolts may lead to a loss of vehicle control or rollover. Damaged airbags or shocks can affect vehicle handling and stopping distances. Inspection. The following items must be inspected where visible and accessible on each axle. Inspect for missing, shifted, cracked, or broken leaf springs, and inspect that spring mounts are not cracked, broken, or missing any parts. Inspect for broken or distorted coil springs, and inspect that mounts are not cracked, broken, or have any missing parts. Inspect that U-bolts and mounting bolts are not broken, missing, or loose. Inspect that the air ride suspension is secure, not damaged, and not leaking, if equipped. Inspect that shock absorbers are secure, not damaged, and not leaking, if equipped. Inspect that the vehicle is sitting level, front to rear and side to side. Note: inform the examiner if the suspension components are not visible or accessible on vehicles such as transit or motor coach buses, and inspect that the vehicle is sitting level, front to rear and side to side, and note that a leaning vehicle may indicate a suspension problem. Brake line / hoses / leaks. Description: carries air or hydraulic fluid to wheel brake assembly. Why inspect? Loss of hydraulic fluid may lead to loss of brake power and response. Loss of air pressure may cause wheel lockup. Inspection. Inspect that hoses or lines can supply air or hydraulic fluid to the brakes and are not leaking. Inspect for cracked, worn, or frayed hoses or lines. Inspect that all hose or line couplings and fittings are secure. Note: if electric brakes, inspect that electric lines are secure and casing is not worn or cracked. Next page, page 11-8. Brake contaminants. Description: contamination, such as grease, oil, etc., that can affect braking performance when slowing or stopping the vehicle. Why inspect? Contaminates on the brakes can cause a reduction in braking friction, which may lead to a crash. Contaminants can also create a fire hazard. Inspection. If accessible, inspect for contaminants such as grease, oil, etc. on the brake lining or pads and the brake drum or disc that can affect braking capabilities. 11.5.3- Side of vehicle. Lenses and reflectors. Description: light lenses or covers and reflectors on the sides of the vehicle and trailer, combination only. Why inspect? Light lenses or covers must be free of damage for lights to work properly. Reflectors allow the driver of a commercial vehicle to be seen and to communicate presence with other traffic. Inspection. Inspect that light lenses or covers on the sides of the vehicle and trailer, combination only, are the proper color, clean, not broken, or missing. Inspect that reflectors on the sides of the vehicle and trailer, combination only, are the proper color, clean, not broken, or missing. Traffic monitoring devices. Description. Side view mirrors for rear view of traffic to the sides and behind all vehicles. Other monitoring devices, such as cameras, may be utilized with mirrors or instead of mirrors. Why inspect? Mirrors or other monitoring devices provide visibility to the sides and rear of the vehicle. The driver must be able to see other traffic, especially in blind areas. Inspection. Inspect that mirrors are clean and not cracked, and mirror brackets are not bent and are mounted securely with no missing parts. If equipped, rear and side view monitoring devices or cameras must be cleaned to view from the inside. Battery. Description. Batteries that supply electrical current for vehicle functions or serve as a partial or primary source for vehicle power. Why inspect? Damage to the battery's electrical system or electric motor can cause vehicle breakdowns or electric shortage leading to a fire on board the vehicle. Inspection. Wherever located, inspect the batteries are secure, if visible. Inspect that all connections are tight and should not show signs of excessive corrosion, if visible. Inspect all electrical system cables and lines are secure and not cracked or worn. Inspect that the battery box, cover, or door is secure, if applicable. Note, inform the examiner if the batteries are not visible or accessible. If they are not visible or accessible, you should describe what you are inspecting. Fuel tank / DEF tank. Description, a container that holds fuel. Why inspect? Leaks are a fire hazard and can cause driving hazards to other traffic. Fuel on pavement can be very slippery. Inspection. Inspect that the fuel tank, including a diesel exhaust fluid, DEF tank, if equipped, is securely mounted, the cap is tight, and there are no leaks from the tank or line. Frames. Description. Structural members for supporting vehicle body or trailer body. Why inspect? Loose or cracked frame members may reduce vehicle stability, cause handling and cornering problems, e.g. wandering, possible rollover, resulting in total loss of vehicle control. Cracks, breaks, or holes in the cargo area can result in possible loss of cargo. Inspection. Inspect for cracks, broken welds, holes, or other damage to the frame members, including the trailer if applicable. Inspect for cracks, breaks, or holes in the cargo area or floor, including the trailer, if applicable. Inspect that trailer tandem release lever and pins are secure, if applicable. Next page, page 11-9, 11.5.4- rear of vehicle or trailer. Lenses and reflectors. Description. Light lenses or covers and reflectors on rear of vehicle or trailer. Combination only. Why inspect? Light lenses or covers must be free of damage for lights to work properly. Reflectors allow the driver of a commercial vehicle to be seen and to communicate presence with other traffic. Inspection. Inspect that light lenses or covers are the proper color, clean, not broken, and not missing. Inspect that reflectors are the proper color, clean, not broken, and not missing. Note, on a combination vehicle, you need only inspect the rear of the trailer.